When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you miss a moment in our show or the previous show, The Ken Carvin Show with Anthony Lima? Use the rewind feature on the Odyssey app. It is powered by Integrated Restoration, your local experts in water, fire, and storm disaster renovation.
Baskin and Phelps, Dan Madigan is in today. Want to be a part of the show? 216-474-0092. You can always hit us up on social media at CLE Talking Heads. And then always a pleasure to have our new friends this week who just hopped on board for us. We are now currently on YouTube. So if you want to watch us on YouTube, where you can get great comments like Sammy Hill 93, take a look at that head of hair on Andy Baskin.
Damn right.
Do I need a haircut?
You look great.
I don't know. I got to go back and look.
No, yeah. You're doing great.
It's weird because Jeff's not here, so I'm looking. So Dan and I talk throughout the show, and I'm looking at Dan, and so you don't get to see Dan though. So you hear Dan, you don't get to see him.
Yeah, I'll swing back and forth for a little bit. It's just a pain with having to run the board to then have to run back and forth and do all those different things. But it does look better on the YouTube when you're not talking to God.
That's true. I'm also doing the...
not that I am. I am far from such thing.
Oh, it feels like that. I don't know. I'm thinking about rhinoplasty here after looking at this side view the whole time. Now I got to look at you this way or look at you this way. It's not easy. Also, I mean, you can get like... Go Buckeyes says it's going to be Dan Pitcher.
By the way, I've always thought that was the meanest name for a plastic surgery is the fact that the plastic surgery for a nose job is rhinoplasty. I always thought that was so mean. I always thought we could find a better name for it than that.
Deviated septum. I'd want to get my deviated septum fixed. That's the code word for nose job, isn't it?
Well, it's a little bit better than rhinoplasty.
That's true.
I mean, that's just mean. It's like you look like you got a horn coming off of that damn thing. Get it taken care of. It's like, no, that's not right.
It is weird, though, because head on, it's like it's...
It fits
proportional.
As someone else who has a large nose, it fits with the contour of your face. You're fine. Don't worry about it.
It's byproduct of environment and heredity. How's that sound?
That's all you can do.
Speaking of, there is no speaking of. I don't know what I'm even talking about.
Yeah, you can't
save
this one.
No, I can't save this from anything.
Left turn, kids. Buckle up.
All right, here we go. So we go back to the question of the coach. And I do think that there's a feeling there about whether you want a proven or an unknown. And that's actually one of the things I did see that was interesting was our Pippen, 3555.
Social media mentions powered by Schreiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store.
Experienced head coach who possibly hires the young mind as coordinator, position coaches, etc. That's leadership. I tend to agree on that. And then somebody else brought up Jason Garrett. I've said Jason Garrett a couple times here too. I just, when it comes to Garrett though, or it comes to Gruden, or it comes to Harbaugh, now you get into the power play situation, and they didn't win with Stefanski and Barry, and for the most part, they didn't win. One playoff win. I'm torn on how much power Andrew's going to have here. And if you're trying to hire an experienced head coach isn't going to come in and say, well, you do this and I'll do that. At some point, the experienced head coach is going to go, I thought Kevin Stefanski was a decent coach. He did win Coach of the Year twice. Right, remember that?
Two times.
And at some point, they're going to be like, look, I think I can't win with these guys you're giving me. I need better. And we can't, if you're going to move forward and you're going to go back and listen to what Jimmy Haslam had to say earlier in the week, they have to do better. They have to do better all the way across the board. And I do want the experienced head coach who knows what's coming. But the problem is, if you know what's coming, I don't know if you're taking this job.
So here's my Jason Garrett issue.
Okay.
I wonder, again, when it came to Jason Garrett, very, very quickly, they brought him in as an offensive guy. Then they hired an offensive coordinator who was calling plays. Then they hired a defensive coordinator who was calling plays. And both of those guys were in charge of their respective thing. They had a special teams coach as well. And for about 3 years, I found myself reading pieces and seeing things. And again, could be jaded on this, so feel free. Call me out. I could be wrong and could be corrected on this. I never knew what he did there.
What Jason Garrett did for the Cowboys?
It was kind of like, if that guy's coaching the offense, and that guy's coaching the defense, and that guy's coaching the special teams, well, then what are you doing here? And you're not winning enough games that we could sit back and say, I'm setting the culture. It felt like Jerry Jones hired Jason Garrett because Jerry Jones wanted to coach the team. And that was the closest that he could possibly get to being on the sideline. And that's always my fear with Jason Garrett, is I have no idea how good of a coach Jason Garrett is, because it always felt like Jerry Jones was in charge of that whole thing, including Jason Garrett being there. Like, Mike McCarthy felt like the first time there in a little bit that Jerry was not running everything and was not coaching the team on top of it. That's my Jason Garrett fear.
So what would he be if he was here?
Jason Garrett?
Yeah, what would you...
I mean, you couldn't hire him for anything else besides head coach, right?
No, but I'm saying in that scenario of, like, I don't think Andrew... I hope I'm right on this. I don't think Andrew wants to be into that day-to-day, why did you call that on third down situation. I truly think Andrew wants to be the general manager that gets his head coach the players so that they're able to win. I know it didn't work with Kevin here in the end. And there were injuries left and right. And there was a trade that was hanging over his head. Like, I don't see Andrew as the meddler. Do you?
I don't. But Jimmy Haslam, on the other hand, might be a different story.
All right, so now he's sitting in the middle of this thing trying to appease both sides, which maybe was what we just witnessed. Isn't that a general manager's job in most cases? Although, again, if both guys are... Is the new head coach going to report to who?
Right. That's the other part.
Who is the new head coach reporting to?
Who knows what the structure is going to look like? And I think the only one that causes them to implode this whole structure is John Harbaugh. Or let's say the Steelers for some reason lose and Tomlin goes, I want out and I don't want to go to TV. Like, those are the only two that are really floating out there that you're like, all right, yank the ripcord, blow this whole thing up, put them in charge. You hire your guys. You've got the whole thing. Let's go.
Ryan's in Jackson, Mississippi. I was rooting for Ole Miss last night a little bit there. Rhino, how are you?
How are you, Ryan?
Hey, thanks for calling. And again, Andy. Just a side note on that, Andy. Obviously, yeah. I was at a Jackson, Mississippi bar last night. My God, they were rowdy. They acted like us Tribe fans, obviously, versus the Cubs in the Game 7 or Cavs Game 7 versus Golden State Warriors. Every single play, they were in bated breath. Just Southern Bells everywhere. Wow, there's a lot of them. And they got rowdy. They never are winning, and they had...
Wait, the Southern Bells got rowdy, or everybody was getting rowdy?
Those Southern girls, man, there's something. Hey, but I digress from that, man. It was fun last night, even though they lost. I hate Miami. I might be in Miami for that national championship game. I digress from that. It's all about the Browns moving forward, man. Andy, you said something. Me as a Browns fan, rationale that Browns fan hate to hear, which is losing one more season to just get this thing corrected.
I don't want them to lose. Don't get me wrong on that. I'm not in it to lose it. I'm in it to win it. And that just to get better. I need them to get better next year.
forgive me, this might be an oxymoron, but I think there's a capability the Browns can win and rebuild at the same time next year. I just feel that if they get hypothetically, left tackle, wide receiver through free agency and trade back this year, and like you alluded to, getting additional first-round draft picks. I mean, look at the Dallas Cowboys back in the 90s. Look at, obviously, the Houston Texans with us. They took all of our picks. Rebuilding and still winning can be done, man. I think the Browns have an opportunity to get W's on the board next year, all the while still packing in these draft picks, man. And again, if Barry does his magic again, man, high five to him. He should be retained for a long period of time. Because, again, to win in the NFL, you got to get a lot of first-round draft picks. And I think trading out is the best opportunity unless you feel that there's irrefutable guy there to maximize your future. But, hey, guys, great show as always. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks, Rhino. Yeah, I tend to agree with him on the draft.
It's really easy for all of us to sit here and say, all right, one more year in the sludge. And then the minute you get into the sludge,
it doesn't have to be
it's a
sludge,
different story.
Though. It doesn't have to be sludge. There are plenty of reasons to get excited for a team that might not be able to. But they just couldn't. They couldn't finish this year. How many times they have the lead in a game and didn't finish? Didn't come through in the fourth quarter?
They tell you one-score games are kind of random. You know, that's what the nerds will tell you, is that one-score games are kind of coin flips, 50-50. They go either direction. Mm-hmm. You can kind of see where this, you know. Some of it just might fall into bad luck. And maybe that's the case. Maybe Jimmy Haslam's buying the fact that the number guys are telling him that this year was bad luck. I don't know.
Maybe they need some magic.
Oh, didn't look like bad luck in my case. But.
Magic? Did someone say magic? Barberton, Dale, how are you? Dale, how are you?
Doing wonderful. Thank you, guys.
How are you, Dale? That was good.
Excellent. First-time caller here. Listen to you guys all the time.
Glad to have you on board.
Thought I'd throw my 2 cents in there. So, John Harbaugh, obviously, he's the number one. But on social media, there's so many people throwing out Coach Prime. And obviously, his win record's not been great. But I'm curious, you know, with the culture change he could potentially make, what are your guys' thoughts of having Deion Sanders as the head coach of the Cleveland Browns?
All right, Dale, thank you.
You want me to take this?
Yeah,
you
go first. I'll hop in.
Absolutely not. No way. Number one reason I do not want Deion Sanders is because of his health. I worry about his health. I don't want to be in a position where my head coach has to take a leave because he is dealing with health issues. And if you want to look up what is going on with Deion, you'll see why. I do not want Deion here for that. That's reason one. Mm. Number two is more than anything, you start getting into the X's and O's, you start getting into the fact that recruiting class took off and it kind of tanked a little bit. That offense isn't exactly the most evolved thing that you'll ever see in your life. Granted, he will change a culture. I just don't know if he's going to have an NFL-ready system that is good to go when it comes to what's needed to beat these teams.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Odds makers sure want you to bet on him. I can tell you that. I'm looking. He's 20 to 1 on 1, 17 to 2. So just looking at some of these. He's a long shot, I would think, on this. Obviously, you'd want to, you know, you're doing it because you believe Shador is going to be your long-term quarterback for a long, long time. I don't see it personally. Could it happen? Yeah, it's the Browns. Anything could happen. You want to talk about being relevant. Do you know how many cameras we'd have around here all the time?
There'd how many cameras would belong to the media and how many would belong to them?
To the Sanders family or to... Yeah, I'm just saying. There, we would be... If you think you're relevant now because of Shador, whether you win or lose, imagine if Deion came to town. Just imagine.
And that's another part of it that comes with it. But his number one thing for me is his health. I worry about that guy's health.
If you're into marketing and you're into being relevant that way, then Deion Sanders would be a no-brainer.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I want Deion Sanders to be the next head coach of the Browns. I'm saying from a let's make money point of view, they'd make a lot of money.
I mean, you're already making a boatload of money, though.
I know. I just...
Not that I've ever been in a position where I'm making a boatload of money and someone comes up to me and goes, hey, I could help you make more money. Because apparently, that's where a lot of stuff goes. Mm. They're big fans of that.
What's crazy is normally I would have said to you, no way. Are you guys crazy? This is nuts. But no way. This is crazy. This is nuts is the Browns. So it just kind of feels right to say that. One more quick one. Kevin's in Cuyahoga Falls. Go ahead, Kev.
All right, Kevin.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, good.
Doing well, man.
Yeah, listen, I'm with you. I would love us to have an experienced coach. I mean, obviously, I just think we're all on the same page. Don't we all vote Harbaugh? I assume we're all chips in on him, right?
I would be. Although I'm not. I'm right there with Schwartz, too. I'm good with Schwartz taking the job. Like, I think that if Jimmy Haslam really believed what he was saying about the roster, then if you just change out the head coach, it might be that simple.
Gentlemen, a little bit of news. Tom Pelissero, NFL Network. Browns have requested an interview with Chargers defensive coordinator Jesse Minter for their head coaching job.
Hmm. Okay, we can talk about that. Finish the phone call and we'll talk
about
that.
Sorry, Kevin. Yeah, I just want to make sure we had that out there.
That's an indicator that I guess I'm not happy about. I think we need an experienced coach. We got younger guys coming in. I think you need a guy who's been there, done it, who's mentor guys. I mean, obviously Harbaugh turned Jackson into what he was, and I would love to see him come here and do that with Shador. Obviously, we all would love that. That would be a dream come true. But I just don't think we need a new guy learning again on our dime. I would love to have someone who's experienced, who's been there. I'm not saying he has to have won a Super Bowl, but at least gotten the teams to a playoff, because I think that's the kind of guidance you need. And Andy, you made a great point. We don't know if that can happen, because who knows? If AB's in total control and you bring an experienced guy, he may want some control of roster, and who knows? That might be a battle that, I mean, that could be a make break, I think, in maybe this coaching decision. How much of a senior guy you bring in, how much does he want roster control versus how much AB gets a roster control? Who knows? We'll see. But I would love to see a more experienced guy. We're in orange and brown next year.
All right, Kev, thank you. Have a good weekend, my friend. Let's come back. We'll talk a little bit more about this.
I'll sell you on Jesse Minter.
All right, we're going to talk about Jesse Minter. Then
I'll sell you on Jesse Minter.
Plus, Brian Anderson joins us in the next hour as well. It's Baskin and Phelps with Dan Menigan.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.